The flu vaccine is available from today to teenagers, bringing the rollout now to children between 2 and 17. The service is free through GPs, pharmacies and to some groups of children in specialist primary schools. Dr. Aparna Keegan is a specialist in public health medicine and HSE National Immunisation of Flu Lead. She's on the line and good morning to you.
Morning.
So why is the vaccine being extended now to all children from the age of 2 right up to just when they turn 18?
So we're actually expecting an increase in the winter viruses. So in anticipation of that, and also the intermingling that we're expecting at Christmas, we're asking all parents to protect their children as soon as possible. And hence why we're also extending it to all children aged 2 to 17.
And what are you advising them to do?
So get the nasal flu vaccine as soon as you can. It's available at your local GPs and pharmacies. And you can get more information at hse.ie/flu. We're also offering it to some children in primary age special schools and also senior infants in the mainstream schools as well. So if the HSE teams are offering it vaccines through there, to avail of the offer there. But the majority of the children will be able to get it at their GP and pharmacies. And if you go to hse.ie/flu, you'll be able to find a local pharmacy near you that's offering the free HSE flu vaccine.
Is it a simple procedure? Can you describe how a nasal vaccine, but how it's administered?
Absolutely. So not only is it a safe vaccine, but it's also an effective vaccine. And it's also really simple because it doesn't involve an injection. So it's just a quick spray of the nostril in both nostrils. And then you're in and out of there in a couple of minutes, really. And it's so simple and easy. You know, my kids have had it and they said, "Mummy, it just tickles." Mm. So it's a really, pleasant experience for the child as well. And it's a really great way of protecting them. But also, children are also likely to spread it to other people as well. So particularly around Christmas, when you've got grandparents and other risk people around the children, it's important that the flu vaccine not only protects a child but also those around them as well.
Yeah, but is that the main reason that you feel vaccinating the children protects particularly vulnerable older people or people who are immunocompromised?
Not really. I mean, that's an additional factor, but the main reason why we're offering the flu vaccine is to protect the child themselves. For example, we saw last year, we had a, quite a bad flu season, and we saw nearly 1,200 kids under the age of 15, admitted into hospital with flu. So flu is a really serious illness for kids as well. So it's important to remember that, flu can have quite a detrimental impact. Mm-hmm. And when we looked at the data over a 10-year period, unfortunately, 41 children succumbed to flu as well. So there can be quite serious consequences of flu. Most children get better on their own, but there can be some complications like inflammation of the lining of the brain, inflammation of the brain, what we call encephalitis and meningitis. There could be pneumonia. There could be quite serious complications for flu. So it's important that, children get the flu vaccine to protect themselves primarily. But there's also an additional benefit that, it can offer that wider protection to other people around them as well who may be vulnerable.
Do you think that message you're giving about how serious flu can potentially be, even to children and teenagers, do you think that message has really hit home with parents? Do you think parents realise that? Because we think of our teenage children, particularly mm-hmm. those, who are generally in good health, we think of them as fairly robust.
Absolutely. So, and I think there is that misconception that, flu is a mild illness, but actually in children, particularly younger children and children with underlying health conditions, it can have quite serious consequences. And we're seeing that in the data. Like I said, there's 1,200 children admitted to hospital mm-hmm. last year with flu. And we've seen it in Australia as well. Actually, they've just finished their flu season and children under the age of 15, they formed 70% of the hospital admissions there. And they had a really bad flu season and they had a very low uptake of the vaccine. So hence why I'm encouraging, parents at the moment, before all the parties, Christmas parties and all of that begin, and there's a lot more mixing around. Yeah. And, particularly when the weather turns like this, we've had a really bad cold snap now. That's when I know that, flu will start circulating as well.
But do you have a job of work to do to spread the word about this? Because when I look at the uptake and, the most recent figures I saw, granted, are about a month ago. But, you see, was it 49% of people aged 70 had taken it? But then it's down to 18% of those in 50 to 69. And some of that is for COVID. But for flu, the 2 to 12-year-olds were at 9.5%.
Yeah, so even last year, the uptake in that population was about 15%. And that's why this year we're actually going into schools. So we're offering the vaccine to senior infants in mainstream schools and to all children in primary age special schools. And we know the uptake is much better when we're offered in school. And I think one of the reasons is that, you know, obviously parents have to take time out of work to go into GPs and pharmacies. Okay. So, but we're trying to make it as convenient as possible. But you can imagine there's 3,400 schools with nearly 500,000 children within that. So our ambition is to, you know, migrate it to a school-based program, but it'll take some time as
It'll take time to roll out. Okay, Dr. Aparna Keegan, thank you very much indeed for joining us.